Welcome to Happy, Healthy, Whole, and Rich, where faith meets action and transformation is non-negotiable. I'm Tina Brinkley Potts, and I believe now is the time to step boldly into your power, walk in divine wisdom, and claim the life you were meant to live. Each episode, I'll bring you real, unfiltered truth, because this world needs leaders who refuse to shrink. Let's get it. Welcome back to Happy, Healthy, Whole, and Rich. I'm Tina Brinkley Potts. Start with me now. Say it aloud or in your heart. I know who I play for. Today, we are stepping into a powerful truth. Your relationship with money mirrors the relationship you have with people. If you've ever struggled to receive love, trust, support, or open up in a partnership, those same patterns often show up in your money. Ephesians 5:29 says, "After all, no one ever hated their own body, but they feed and care for their body, just as Christ does the church." This scripture reminds us that love, care, and nourishment, what you love and nurture, grows. The same applies to money. It flourishes when you treat it with honor, trust, and care, not fear or suspicion. For a long time, I didn't realize how closely my relationship with money mirrored the way I related to people, especially in my marriage. With my ex-husband, I often felt like I had to be on guard. My home wasn't my sanctuary. It didn't feel safe. And when you don't feel safe, you do what many of us do. You start closing yourself off. I couldn't depend on him. In my eyes, he wasn't trustworthy. So I took on more. I carried it all. And even when I wanted love and support, I didn't trust it enough to truly receive it. And when I finally looked at my money, I saw I was treating it the exact same way. I didn't trust money to stay. I didn't trust it to provide. I felt like if I let my guard down, it would slip away. So I clung tighter. I overworked. I tried to control it instead of partnering with it. But here's the truth. When you shut yourself off from trust and partnership in love, you also shut yourself off from overflow in money. Money is energy, just like love. It flows where it's trusted. It expands where it's honored. It grows when you partner with it. The biggest breakthrough for me came when I realized it was never really about trusting money or trusting people. It was about trusting Source. Source is my sanctuary. Source is the flow. When I place my trust there, I don't have to live guarded. I don't have to try to control everything. I don't have to carry it all alone. And here's the part I want every woman to hear. I'm still single, and yet I feel more loved than I've ever felt in my life because I hit the jackpot. I bypassed waiting for human love to complete me and went straight to Source. And that love, it never fails. I am secure in it. I never doubt it. And even when I ask Source to reveal itself in tangible ways, I already know it's there. That is the love I lean on. That is the love that overflows into my money. And when you're anchored in love like that, money shifts from being something you chase or control into something you partner with, just like love. When I think back to those seasons in my life, closing myself off, not trusting, not receiving, I see now that I have misplaced my faith. I was looking to people to give me what only Source could. And that's why Jeremiah 17:7-8 hits me so deeply. "Blessed is the one who trusts in the Lord, whose confidence is in him. they will be like a tree planted by the water. That verse reminds us that when our trust is rooted in God, in Source, we don't wither when the environment changes. We don't collapse when people fail us. Even when the world says drought, we keep bearing fruit. And isn't that the very picture of wealth? To keep flowing, to keep producing, no matter what's happening around us. Now, tie that into 1 John 4, verse 18. There's no fear in love, but perfect love drives out fear. When you trust Source, you're not just trusting provision, you're trusting perfect love. And that love expels fear. Fear of lack, fear of betrayal, fear that money won't come or won't stay. When you anchor yourself in that kind of love, you no longer have to grip money tightly or chase it anxiously. You can partner with it the same way you partner with love, because you know that your foundation, your sanctuary, is secure. Metaphysically, money mirrors back to us the level of trust we carry in our hearts. If you live guarded, always waiting for the other shoe to drop, money will feel like it's slipping through your fingers. You might have it, but you won't feel safe with it. You might earn more, but you won't feel secure. It will always echo the same vibration you carry in your relationships: mistrust, fear, or self-protection. Here's the deeper truth. Money is not the source of security. Love from another person isn't the source of security. Source itself is security. And when you root into that, money becomes a partner instead of a problem. Energetically, trust is an open posture. It says, I know I'm safe. I know I am provided for. I know I am loved. That frequency creates room for money to flow towards you like a willing partner. Instead of clutching it or controlling it, you begin to dance with it. You allow it in. You let it love you, not because it is love, but because it reflects the love you already know you have in Source. Think of it like this. When you bypass the fragile love of people and plug directly into divine love, your whole system changes. You stop operating from fear and start vibrating at wholeness. And wholeness is magnetic. It calls in provision, opportunities, wealth, and even relationships that match that frequency. So here's the metaphysical equation. Mistrust in relationships lead to guardedness with money, lead to scarcity vibration. Trust in Source leads to openness with money, leads to abundance vibration. When you stop expecting people or money to be your sanctuary and instead become sanctuary by rooting in Source, you finally feel the security you were searching for. And from that place, wealth flows like love, naturally, freely, without resistance. Ralph Waldo Emerson, in his essay on compensation, reminds us that the universe is governed by law, that what we put out comes back, and that life is always mirroring our inner state. When we treat money with suspicion, holding it at arm's length like an untrustworthy partner, the law can only reflect the same energy back. When we push it away, even while secretly craving its closeness. Neville Goddard would say, it is all imagination. If in the theater of your mind, money is the lover who betrays you, then your outer world will faithfully play that script. But if, instead, you imagine money as a faithful partner, reflecting the unwavering love of Source, then your outer world must reconfigure to match. He would invite us to sleep each night in the feeling of security, as if money were already a loving companion at our side. Florence Scovel Shinn taught, The invisible forces are ever working for the man who was always open-minded and receptive. She tied prosperity directly to receptivity, reminding us that suspicion and fear close the door. Just as you cannot receive love if your heart is armored, you cannot receive wealth if your consciousness is guarded. And Catherine Ponder, in The Dynamic Laws of Prosperity, wrote that prosperity begins with a sense of inner security, that true wealth is never about the dollars in the bank, but about the feeling of being supported. She framed money as a flow that rushes in when you align with divine love, a current that can be trusted once you place your trust in the source of all supply. When you connect these teachings, the pattern is clear. Emerson, the law reflects your vibration. Neville, imagination creates the script money must play. Florence, receptivity is the open door. Ponder, inner security births outer abundance. Together they affirm, when you root in the sanctuary of source, you don't just have wealth, you partner with it. You allow it to show up as a mirror of divine love, steady and trustworthy, because your foundation is no longer fragile, human trust, but unshakable source trust. So now, let's take a moment, journal in hand, and let these questions and reflections guide you. Number one, how do I currently relate to money? If money were a person, would I see it as dependable or untrustworthy? Do I treat it as a partner, a friend, or a stranger I don't quite trust? Number two, mirrors of the past. Think of your closest relationships, romantic, family, or even friendships. Are there patterns of mistrust, fear of abandonment, or overprotection that show up both in love and in money? Number three, source as sanctuary. Reflect, do I anchor my security in people, circumstances, or numbers in an account or in source? How might my relationship with money shift if I saw source as the unfailing lover behind it all? Number four, opening the heart. When was the last time I allowed myself to receive without guilt or suspicion? What did that feel like in my body? How can I bring that same openness to receiving money? Number five, redefining intimacy with money. Write a new script. If money were a partner, how would I want it to show up for me? Steady, abundant, respectful, playful, loving. Write that description as if it were true. Number six, let the mirror teach. Ask yourself, what is money reflecting to me right now about my inner beliefs? Is it mirroring trust, flow, and love? Or fear, scarcity, and guardedness? Number seven, a declaration of devotion. Write a love letter to source, affirming your trust. Then write a letter to money, not begging it to come, but welcoming it home as a reflection of the love you already know is yours in source. Now, let's take that in, take a breath, and let it out. Place your hand over your heart and one over your belly. Now, let's anchor this truth together. Say these aloud or within your heart. I am deeply loved, fully supported, and endlessly provided by source. Money flows to me as a reflection of the love I already embody. I trust the infinite, unfailing sanctuary of source as my foundation. I open my heart to receive without fear, without doubt, without guilt. I welcome money as a faithful partner, steady and consistent in my life. I allow abundance to meet me with the same ease and joy as love. Now, close your eyes and imagine yourself standing in a radiant sanctuary, a space where you feel utterly safe, deeply loved, and whole. The walls glow with warmth. The air hums with peace. The sanctuary is Source. As you stand there, a golden stream begins to flow towards you. You recognize it as money, not cold, not scarce, not elusive, but alive, loving, and warm. It approaches you like a trusted partner, reaching out its hands. You take those hands and feel the security, the faithfulness, the devotion. You realize this flow is not separate from Source. It is Source revealing its love through form. Allow yourself to receive it fully, without resistance. Breathe it in. Feel the relief in your body, the lightness in your chest. Whisper inwardly, I am safe to receive. I am safe to trust. I am safe to love and be loved by abundance. Now, when you're ready, bring your awareness back, holding this truth with you. Source is your sanctuary, and money is simply one way love finds you. So thank you. Thank you for joining me today on Happy, Healthy, Whole, and Rich. Remember this, you are already held in a love so deep and so unshakable that you never have to chase security outside of yourself. Money is simply one of the mirrors of that love. So as you walk through this week, allow yourself to receive, allow yourself to trust, and allow yourself to partner with money the same way you would with love, openly, joyfully, and without fear. And always remember, stay happy, stay healthy, stay whole, and stay rich in every way that you have. If this message spoke to you, don't keep it to yourself. Share it, live it, and let's grow together. Head over to happyhealthywholerich.com for more powerful teaching and join the movement. Remember, your breakthrough is waiting. You have to show up. Until the next time, stay happy, healthy, whole, and rich.